This is the article entitled Enthusiasm by Mildred LeBlond from her 1939 Association Address. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, quote, "Every great and commanding moment in the annals of the world is the triumph of some enthusiasm," end quote. The sense of this word among the Greeks affords the noblest of it. Enthusiasm signifies God in us. Too many times the word enthusiasm has a human meaning only, or it is associated with human zeal, which Mrs. Eddy defines in Science and Health as blind enthusiasm, or not seeing the object of our enthusiasm as related to God. Perhaps we think that to be enthusiastic about something is to be merely humanly effervescent. The basic meaning of the word enthusiasm being in God, en theo, we find that to be scientifically enthusiastic would be to appreciate things from a godly standpoint. To be enthusiastic about a flower would not only be to like it or see the beauty in it, but to understand and see that it expresses the beauty, grace, and life which is God. Would not life be happier and brighter for all of us if we allowed ourselves to be thus enthusiastic? To let the God in us appreciate everything, from a blade of grass to a star, as an expression of His nature? We should permit ourselves to be enthusiastic over our work, no matter what it is. Every achievement in the world, great or small, has come to fruitage because someone displayed lasting enthusiasm for it. Because of his spiritual understanding, the Christian Scientist, of all people in the world, is equipped to be rightly enthusiastic. He appreciates all things made of God as real, eternal, and beautiful. Expressing God's appreciation of His own perfect universe is the proper sense of true enthusiasm. In the light of this understanding of enthusiasm, things grow and come to fruitage. Mrs. Eddy once asked a lady who was a friend of mine if her husband was interested in Christian Science. The lady replied, "No, he isn't." Then she thought within herself, "That isn't actually fair to my husband." And turning to Mrs. Eddy, she said, "I did not answer your question about my husband correctly. He isn't exactly interested in Christian Science, but he is not at all antagonistic." Mrs. Eddy's answer was, "That is right, my dear. Cherish every little bit of good, that it may root and blossom and bear fruit." One could say that lady was rightly enthusiastic of the little good her husband manifested, because she knew that seemingly little expressed God. You all have had the experience, no doubt, of coming into the presence of someone who recognized your good and how it enabled you to express in greater measure the things you were capable of doing. When this is done from the standpoint or recognition that God is the only good, that all good from the infinitesimal to the infinite manifests Him, our very presence will prove a veritable blessing to all our associates and all our associations, and we may also say we have been rightly enthusiastic.